The time is now to understand historical and contemporary relations of power. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Barbara Shaw, associate professor of women's, gender, and sexuality studies at Allegheny College, delves into building a reimagined future.
While varied, gender and sexuality is ubiquitous and a central organizing formation that cuts across cultural and national borders. In a time of deep divisions and precarity, women's, gender, and sexuality studies is vital for helping undergraduates make sense of a rapidly changing world, one that is too often defined in terms of us and them, while simultaneously stretching toward transformed justice. Since exploring gender and sexuality touches nearly every aspect of a young person's life, including their academic work, the tools cultivated through learning feminist queer methods and theories opens up new thought pathways, reimagines ways of being, and informs their lifelong endeavors. As this field that grew out of social movements approaches its 50th anniversary, unlearning systems of sexism, racism, classism, ableism, and xenophobia are essential for addressing some of the most intractable issues that humans face, from climate change to health disparities, reproductive justice to immigration, and from gendered violence to LGBTQ+ rights. Disease outbreak has crystallized systemic failures and the need for interdisciplinary and intersectional tools to approach complex problems, especially those that remain largely invisible, such as domestic violence and the prison-industrial complex. As feminist queer scholars suggest, it is time to understand historical and contemporary relations of power and move toward rebuilding socio-political and economic infrastructures. Led by an ethics of care and transformation, we collectively can strive toward a future that sustains equitable access to health and food, education and work, and political processes and justice.
That was Barbara Shaw of Allegheny College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.